It's Friday, the 20th of October, 3111. This is Professor Penelope Carver. I'm making this log for our own records and keeping it separate from the official logs we're sending to our employer. Why? Well, I'm still concerned about working for Azimuth Biochemicals, to be honest. Obviously, we take on all sorts of contracts for a living, and this isn't our first top-secret commercial project. But the rumours about this corporation... Anyway, my people can handle anything, I'm sure. Azimuth are certainly paying well for our skills. I'll give them that. And those debts of mine aren't going away by themselves. The Coalsack Nebula has turned out to have a lot more scientific value than I expected. We established a site on this planet on the 13th after we detected some very odd signals, and the whole team is excited about what we found. That's another reason I'm logging this. If this turns out to be a big discovery, I want our names attached. The things growing here are like nothing on record. Definitely organic life, but with crystalline or metallic elements and chemistry that even O'Keefe can't make sense of. They're giving off signal bursts on all sorts of frequencies. So are they living organisms or machines of some kind? Murphy and Sheng both think they're alien in origin, as in constructed by non-humans. But Kamalo found that so hilarious, we had to turn off his comms. Our transport ship is long gone by now. But Taylor's using the beacon to transmit our findings back to the company in the Chukchan system. She said the built-in encryption software is top of the line. Which makes me think the stories about Azimuth and its rivals might be true. They obviously want to keep whatever we find all to them. Oh. Something's going on. I can hear everyone shouting. Did the scouting party find something?